You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Targeting, as Gavin Newsom points out.
We just have 20 seconds. People losing their homes, their property, they already had their houses burned down.
Well, and here's the thing. 40% of the homes and the lots that are selling now are going to corporate investors, not locals. LA is the most unaffordable city in the country and the most...
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Do you have a community-based project that needs funding? The Lavana Gender Advocacy Center can help. Lavana is an anti-oppressive, radical collective of student activists that organizes and funds a variety of events and projects, from community care to education, mutual aid to arts and culture. Connect with us on Facebook or by email at lavanacenter@gmail.com to get your project funded and to see what else we've got going on.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there.
The National Campus and Community Radio Association is a coast-to-coast collection of stations providing alternative radio. Since 1986, the NCRA has supported a network of community radio stations giving voice to socially, politically, culturally, and economically disadvantaged groups. Representing diversity in broadcasting, this station is a proud member of the NCRA. Learn more at ncra.ca.
And we're back.
Hello.
Millie.
Hi.
Millie, welcome back.
Thank you.
How was your break?
It was fantastic. I'm sorry for my absence right before break.
Oh my God, you got a free pass.
Exams finally took me.
We knew.
But you made it through?
Yeah.
I did. I'm slowly getting my grades back and, you know, opening Solus, as I'm sure for most students, it's a mini heart attack. But, you know, we've been doing all right so far.
That's all we ask.
But yeah, good times. I noticed it's very foggy out there this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we're going to get a fair amount of rain tomorrow. So find your umbrellas, kiddos.
Very slushy out.
It's typical January where it's we want it to be winter now. Like, if it's going to be winter, let's be winter. No, we're going to get some rain. And then I think it's going to get cold after that. But whatever. Look at us. We're all like, I like January to go quickly. Yeah. How about you? I like it to just move.
Oh, absolutely.
Move. So we're all in the second week and lots to do today.
Yeah, Millie's making up for lost time, adding to our playlist with some amazing music.
Yeah, we've got some new Clothesline from Hell.
They're super fun. I love the name of them. I hadn't heard of them until I was doing some digging on new music, and I was like, okay, you got me.
They're really good, yeah. I mean, we have a packed set today. I threw in, we have some new Sam Fender, which we love him here. I'd actually never heard of these artists, Deerfang and Seventh Dose, but I was listening to this song yesterday when I was making the playlist, and I'm excited to play it today. But yeah. Hey,
did you watch Stranger Things like I instructed you?
I did not.
Okay, so I think that was probably a good thing. I didn't like the ending.
That's all I've been... I didn't watch it, but all I've been seeing is people... I don't know if it's like a Game of Thrones or
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't satisfying. Did you watch Heated Rivalry, though?
I did.
Yeah,
I
exactly. That's okay.
The whole thing with my friends. Wow.
Excellent.
I love that show.
Excellent. Yeah, that pivoted to the right direction. What a winner. And I think that took away all this the fire from Stranger Things. And yeah, we were here for it. Hudson was on Jimmy Fallon last night. We'll watch some clips a little later on. It was incredible. It was so good. Excellent. Okay, good. All the world is in focus. All right, well, let's play some tunes. We'll come back and let everybody know what they can do this weekend. We have an interview a little later on. It's the Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
Indie Wake Up Call, baby.
stranger, I would fall in love again. And if you were the start, I would stay right until the end. And if you were a gambler, I would be all in on you. And if you were a bet, I would risk it until I lose. If you were a lie, I would tell it until it's true.
roses, making up your bed. You're pointing at a compass and chasing down a store, tearing out the pages, and you're crying out for more. And the vestiges of empire, like their degree on stone. No quarter in a tempest keeps us turning, turning, turning to gold. We'll turn to gold.
Set, Millie.
Thank you. So I got the, we were talking off air about what we got for Christmas. I got the boots I'm wearing. I love them.
Boots with the fur.
Boots with the fur.
Football club looking at her.
So I'm a full grown adult mom woman. So I do kind of make the gifts happen for myself. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to Gary down at Zap Records, because I had ordered the Geese album a long time ago, and he was like, I don't know, it's going to take a while. I don't know when it's coming. I'm like, don't worry. Like, I just want it when I want it, and I'll get it. Why don't you get it in for me? He messaged me on December 23rd and was like, it's here. Yes. So I sent the people of my family into Zap to get the record for me, and it worked out so well. Here's where I'm going with this. I've decided I don't love the album. And I know that's so contrarian. There are a couple of songs on it. I love Taxes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, yes, there are songs that I do like, but I don't end to end. I've been listening to it a lot. I don't know. It's... I don't know. Is you're that not really...
You're not the first person to say that, actually. I've heard, like, it doesn't have that cohesiveness that their earlier album had.
I don't know. It's... I can't describe... I've tried. Like, and you know when you're trying too hard?
Yeah. Mm.
And I hear a lot of Rufus Wainwright.
Yeah. Cameron Winters.
Okay.
Winter is...
But Cameron Winter, who you have coming up?
I do. Yes, I was going to say, funny you mentioned this, because I have one of his songs from Heavy Metal pulled up.
So I'm intrigued, because I think I should move to Cameron Winter. What should I do?
Go straight to the source.
What should I do?
I would agree with that. Like, I was getting really into Geese, and I quite frankly enjoyed the album, but I kind of agree that there is something missing. But personally, I think... Cameron Winter's solo work, his album Heavy Metal that came out, I think, last year in 2024. Wow. I personally think his solo work is
yeah, like, I can't, I don't know, like, it's, and I, hey, you know that I still like Geese, but I found as a whole album, I didn't quite get it, and I found it was too comical, like,
yeah.
Do you feel that?
I can see what you mean.
Caricature, maybe? I don't know. Am I being too nerdy?
It's hard. I don't know. Like, I had an artist I like put out a new album, and I've been listening, and I'm like, I'm just not loving it. And I think it's when you loved something that they've done before, and you're like, okay, they're going in a new direction. I've got to give it a try. And it's like, maybe I just haven't listened to it enough times.
I don't know.
Sometimes it's just not the same.
It doesn't land, yeah.
I don't know. But I feel like the acrobatics of the album, maybe. And again, like, the vocal bending. I can't even describe it, but I'm trying. Anyway, thank you, Gary, at Zap Records.
It's
always so good. Shout out, Gary. And all my friends at all the record stores. I can't go into any of them without causing some damage. So taking care of me is something I appreciate from all of them. So anyway, looking forward to whatever's coming up next. What do you got?
We have a little Ghost Mountain and Olin Monk. I threw a little Bass Victim in here. If anybody's listening, you know who Bass Victim is. You know. They're fantastic. Again, this isn't a super recent release, but I've been listening to so much Bass Victim recently. Dove Ellis. I don't know if anybody's listening to Dove Ellis, but the album Blizzard, fantastic. Cameron Winter, I threw in Cancer of the Skull, which is my favorite.
I think Pitchfork named that the album of the year, by the way.
Absolutely, they did.
So that's so interesting. Okay, go on.
Heavy Metal is fantastic. And then we have Trouble by Cassador coming up.
Oh, Cassador will be visiting us next week. Yeah. You're going to want to follow us on Instagram. We've got several things happening next week. So
yeah, we have a packed set.
Yeah, I've got to talk to Cassador. They've got things going on. Okay, well, let's listen to some music when you're ready.
Hell yeah.
Sweet. been a long time, love, since I've seen you.
Self-indulgent because the Cameron Winters reminded me a lot of Beirut.
Cannot be traced. life for me. Wrapped up in so much life, it's just the way you hold me. You're picking miscellaneously. Wrapped up in all the choices you're not giving to me. Sequels you sink into me.